School News Roll Call, February 2021 issue for Duarte Unified School District features an article from Dr. Gordon Amerson, superintendent, as follows. Welcome. I want to share with our Duarte community that I have high hopes for 2021, and I think together we will achieve a lot this year. My feelings of optimism are also combined with the need to exercise extreme caution. We are not yet on the other side of this pandemic, and we must continue to take the necessary steps to keep all members of our district and the Duarte community safe and sound. I know the fear of having a loved one who was sick, and my heart is with everyone who has been sick or has lost someone to this virus. Please resolve to continue following all Los Angeles County public health orders, wear a mask, socially separate, and wash your hands. Our district will continue to monitor all guidance provided by our public health partners, and we look forward to receiving more information about when our employees and community will have access to COVID-19 approved vaccines. We will share this with you as soon as we are notified. As a reminder, we will continue distance learning for students in grades TK through 12, at least until March 1, 2021, and continue with the supports that are already in place listed below. This is always subject to change according to public health orders, so check our district website for up-to-date information. Individualized evaluation of students at ELL and SPED in person continues as needed. Complete or in-person day, year, preschool instruction for qualifying students. Learning centers with limited in-person enrollment during the school day for students in grades TK-8 provided by Think Together. Thank you to our teachers, staff, and administrators for our professionalism, hard work, and flexibility. Their dedication has made it possible for us to meet the needs of our students as best we can in these difficult circumstances. I'm grateful to our parents, caregivers, and community for supporting our efforts every step of the way. And for our scholars, I marvel at their strength and congratulate them for staying focused on their learning as best they can during these challenging times. I would especially like to thank our community for approving Measure S. When our board made the difficult decision to place Measure S on the ballot, we realized it was too much to ask, especially given the economic chaos COVID-19 has caused. We also knew, according to all the feedback we had received, our needs are important, and it seems our community agrees. With Measure S, we are now positioned to improve remote learning and repair our old school facilities, as well as modernize classrooms and laboratories, and update technology so all students and teachers can thrive in a school environment with the safe, more dynamic, and creative spaces they deserve. Superintendent Amerson concludes as follows. I'm encouraged by the tremendous opportunities that lie ahead for our district, but they will continue to be challenged, and we have to face them. Patience and hope will be essential, and we know from what we have already been through, we are always stronger together, and together it is how we will move forward. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue to learn what is happening in your school district.